Okay, thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Father. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Father, for your saving power, your delivering power, your healing power that you have allowed us to utilize, Lord. And I praise you for that, because we are filled with your Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the power that you have on high, Lord, and we praise you for it. Thank you, Lord, for your humbling spirit also, Lord. Thank you that tonight's going to be an awesome night for you, Lord. Our praises go up to you through these bands and people that sing your praises, Father, and we ask and we pray, Lord, that tonight would be a special time for you. Lord, we thank you for answering all of our prayers, because we know we have an open heaven to you, Father. We command any kind of hindered spirits out of here in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for your boldness in each and every one of us to have the faith to believe that what we do pray will come to pass, because we trust you, Lord, to fulfill what your promises have for us. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to accomplish tonight. We praise you, Father, and we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for filling us all up with your Holy Spirit, so that there ain't nothing left but you, Lord. That's all I want, is just you, more of you, more and more of you, so much more of you, Lord, that there ain't no Michael left, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Geneva, go ahead. I'm not sure why we can't hear you, but we can't hear you. Unless you got yourself muted there. No, that's doing okay. Are you muted on your microphone? Can't hear you now. Okay, well, we'll wait till y'all get it fixed. Get somebody to work on it. Probably have to go in your settings and turn your sound on, your microphone on for the, or go over to your microphone icon, click on the up arrow, and make sure it has the microphone that you're using, if it's the same as the system or whatever. That's what it is on my Apple. Malcolm says he'll be back in a bit. I didn't know you was here. Oh, I'm just kidding. Nope, can't hear you. Hey, Hi. Pat. You may have to come out and come back in. I don't know. All right. Anyone else? Is that you, Donna? Hey, girl. How you doing? George, good to have you back, brother. Missed you. Claire, boy, I've been laughing all day. Yeah, at that dream you had with David and I. I'm not going to let the cat out the bag. I'm just going to tell you, I laughed. I went down there and I throwed it in his face. But we had a good time. We did. We had a good time.
It's a good one.
It is. It's a good one.
It's funny, too. I love that God has got a sense of humor.
Yeah, me too. We'll let y'all in on it one of these days. We got to take a look at it a little bit longer, though. It's a good one. All right. Anybody got a prayer request again? Geneva, I don't know what to tell you other than check your settings on your computer itself and see that the microphone is turned on in the computer. Come on, Morgan, get it up there for her.
What's the microphone look like on the left on the Zoom when you click on it? On the up arrow?
Yeah. If you're using built-in internal microphone, just click it on the same system or built-in microphone. That's what it says on my Apple. I don't know what it is on Windows.
Yeah, same as system for me too. On Windows.
Okay, while they're trying to get that going, has anybody else got a prayer request or a testimony or a praise report? Pat, you got something? Barbara? Nope. Okay. This is odd.
No. Hello.
Close reports? Yeah. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I heard my name.
Yeah. I thought you were unmuted and you wanted to say something.
I just got on. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's all right. Go ahead, Donna. You have to unmute it. Over down at the bottom on the left-hand side, there's a microphone. Yeah, there you go. I can hear you.
All right. So I have four children, three of them being daughters. All my children work in medical, as I do too. And so they're starting to get a lot of pressure at work with the COVID vaccines. One of my daughters is a nurse practitioner. She has her doctorate in nursing. And then the other daughter's a nurse and occupational therapist, the other one. So they're all getting pressure to take that vaccine. And I just praise God that they're all standing strong.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Yes. Yep. Praise God. Jesus. Because it is so... one of them even had to sign a note indicating why she didn't want to take it. And it's just been so much pressure, but God is faithful.
Amen.
So
let's pray for them. What's their names? We want to build them up too.
Well, hang on just a minute, David. I wanted to tell her something also, if you don't mind. On the site, there is a testimony of five doctors, notable doctors, that have a Zoom conference call with each other, that they explain what that is not a vaccine. It is an injection.
Yes.
And they may already know all that stuff. I don't know, but they really explain it really well. And I think they put that up there yesterday or the day before. So it's really a good thing.
I did see that up there. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but I'm with you. I'm there.
I don't know why people would just trust somebody to inject anything into their body, especially this stuff. This stuff here is going to kill a lot of folks.
Yes.
Yeah. Going to kill a lot of folks.
My son did. He did take both vaccines, which... you know, he knows better. He's been taught better. He's just in the world a little, you know, and worldly church.
Yeah.
So, but I totally believe that God is going to annul that vaccine. I totally believe it.
Yeah.
So
what he'll do, he's using this, Donna, to separate people out of that church, out of those apostate churches that don't believe God, that don't trust God for anything. And this will be the time that your son will look to you and your sisters, your daughters.
Yeah.
He'll come in. He'll come. Yep. And then all you got to do is pray for him. It'll be good.
Yep.
It'd be good to go. The thing about this COVID vaccine, the one that they were talking about on that thing, it destroys your immune system, and you are actually a carrier that will infect other people. And I don't know how all that works, but anyway, that's what it is.
I believe that. So I'm a caregiver, and I take care of an elderly man. He's 90. And his daughter she lives in Chicago, and she comes up every now and then to, you know, take care of things and stuff. But anyway, she was determined that he was going to get the COVID-19, both shots. And he did. And I just been praying, oh God, you know, nullify it, because he had problems walking after the first shot. And he's had other problems, but yeah. And she asked me if I was going to get it. I said, nope, I'd have to lose my job first. I won't. Absolutely. I won't take it. So,
yeah. Well, you just have to hold tight to the word, because that's who they'll come to when all this stuff breaks loose, you know.
Yeah.
They said that over 200 million in the United States have already been vaccinated. That ought to tell you something about how extensive this pandemic is going to be.
Scary stuff. It's going to be
bad. Yep. It's scary stuff.
Yep.
Okay, Lord, go ahead, David. Go ahead, David, and pray. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to get that out too. You're going to have to unmute. I have trouble reading lips anymore.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you, Michael. Plus also, maybe if somebody gets a chance, they can put that link, if it's on the website, UBM website, for those doctors in that Zoom meeting, so we can listen to that.
Somebody did that.
What's your daughter's name, sir?
It is Megan, Michelle, and Ashley.
And your son's name?
Sean.
And they're all in medical?
They're all in medical. Sean, he works at Children's Hospital. He works in IT. He just actually got a promotion. He's like, he's doing, I don't know. He does like software stuff and that type of stuff for children's, for doctors and stuff.
I'm sorry, what's your first name? It's
Donna.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Donna.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start this, and anybody else can pray with me. That'd be fine if you want. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for bringing this Christian family here, allowing us to pray for them and also bless them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we also want to thank you for giving Michelle, so that was Melissa and Ashley, the fortitude to stand up against this pressure, Father, to take this COVID shot, to stand up against the love of Herod.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. We want you to, we pray that you would give them bold strength not to bend, not to give to this. And we're standing behind them, and we're going to, with our faith, we're coming alongside them in the name of Jesus. And we command this spirits that are coming against them to stop. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You cannot overcome these saints.
Amen.
You are not going to have your way with them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to surround them with your angels, and give them the strength to stand up and stand this battle, and give them the insight what to say in the time of this pressure, like you said you would.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if it's just standing and just standing the ground, not saying a word and looking back. If that's what it is, that's what it is. To give them the blank, give them the stare, like, you're not going to tell me what to do with my body. And my God is the one and only true God. My Savior is Jesus Christ. Now I do not have to bow down to this idol that you have, this world. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we do come across, we support Sean. He decided to get the shot. That's we understand the ramifications of this, but in the name of Jesus, we come against any side effects that might come against Sean right now. We come against anything that might be changing and altering his genes, his genetic.
Amen. Makeup. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we bind that. We do not allow it to have any authority in his body.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for Don for bringing this up for us to pray.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for your bold faith in these ladies that are in the medical field. And I can understand the pressure that they're coming under, but they're not pressured anymore than Jesus was on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for putting these ladies on the cross. They are humbled about it, but they're standing bold for you, Lord, and I thank you for it. And Lord, we thank you that Sean will too. He'll fall into place here shortly. Yeah. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for a mama who has been praying for her children, and they're coming in a mighty big, bold way, Lord. And we praise you for the faith that you have instilled in those ladies to pray for their brother and mama to pray for all of them. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're looking for the victory, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Lord,
it's done, Donna.
Thank you.
Amen. Michael.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Sue.
Lord, we just pray for hedge of protection around all of them, that no evil will befall them, and or any plague come near their dwelling. We pray Psalm 91 on them. We just pray, Father, them to draw closer to you. And Lord, if there is any or any reason that you may want them to pull out of that medical field, all of them, Lord, you show them. You show them when they need to go, if you want them to go.
Amen.
Just help them to be strong enough to do that. I know that the medical field is not like it used to be, Lord, but help them to see that if you want them out of there, that you will have a better place for them to go to help people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
All right.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yes.
Hey, look at Geneva. Yeah. Oh, girl. Computer techie. All right.
Thank you,
Lord, for giving her back her voice.
Thank you. There we go. Lord heard our prayers. What happens to the Lord?
Okay.
Sorry. I don't want to cut somebody off. Is someone in front of me?
No, go ahead. You already got the mic. You better do it while you still got a mic.
So I just wanted to ask for prayer for, I'm going to go pick up my mom tomorrow in Orlando. And the past few days, and I know I've kind of told you all, you know, my mom's got spirits that me and Isaac continue to believe for deliverance, and our mom is a big part of us having to carry our cross and produce fruit. And anyways, the past few days has been challenging with her, and I've lost my patience a few times. And I just want to spend time with her, and I just want to see her. And so I just pray for safe travels, and that we have a good, time together, and that, you know, I get to talk about the Lord. And, you know, my mom, like, she does love the Lord. She's just, all of her life she's battled with spirits. And people have always said I've been the parent, she's been the child. And, you know, I don't believe that. I don't receive that in Jesus' name, because the Lord is my father and the Lord is her father, and I'm going to continue to believe that for her. So also talking about the vaccine, is kind of funny. When I first walked in to do my orientation, because, like I said, you know, at the hospital, did you get your vaccine? Did you get your vaccine? I was always like, sure didn't. Everyone would look at me like, what's wrong with her? And I'd just be like, but anyways, I mean, I'm proud that I don't have it. Like, I have the Lord. So, I walked into this new job, and they were like, okay, Geneva, they're like, so today we're going to go get your COVID shot. And I go, hold up. I was never signed up for that. I was like, I've never agreed to that. I was like, I'm not getting the COVID shot. And they're like, oh. And in my head, I was like, Lord, like, if this is going to keep me from getting this job, like, I know you laid the groundwork for me to get this job and for everything to work out. And I know there's a purpose for me to be in hospice and, you know, to be with these people at the end of their life. so that way, you know, you can bless me to do your work. And I was like, Lord, just whatever, any barriers, just get them out of the way. And anyways, they made me do like the COVID antigen where they stick it up your nose just to make sure you don't got it. So anyways, I did that. And then after that, they didn't say anything else about it. So I was just at peace. And I was like, Lord, I was like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to keep going forward. And so anyways, it's been good. So everything's done now. And I feel like God definitely, kind of like what we prayed for Fio, you know, about that we would be hidden. And, you know, that God would cover us. And I know that he did that. So also, too, I just, you know, for anybody who's in the medical field or anything like that, like the Lord will take care of us. So anyways, I just want to thank him for that. But yeah, if you all will just pray with me, dear Jesus, thank you for keeping me safe tomorrow when I go to get my mom and be with Morgan when he goes to pick her up. Father, I just ask, Lord, that you give me patience, God, and Lord, help me to remember, God, to show her your love, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that she is my mother and that you've given her to me to produce fruit. And that, God, I'm your child and that she's your child, Lord. And that, Father, you're going to help me to know what to say to her and to be calm. And that, God, these spirits have to be gone in Jesus' name, and they can't hinder me and my mom's relationship, Father, because, Lord, I thank you that she's delivered. And, Father, I'm going to continue to trust in you, and I'm going to continue to read your word, and thank you that you've been putting a desire in me to read my word more and more, and thank you for David's teaching, God, that was so helpful last ministry, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you for everything you're doing for me and opening my eyes and opening my mom's eyes. And I just want to give you the glory. Thank you for all things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we hook our faith up with Geneva. And we thank you, Lord, that everything she's prayed is going to come to pass. We bind up any kind of factious demons in her mom, and we command them to go from her while she's in this visit. And we thank you, Lord, for placing love and joy in her heart while she's with Geneva. And they're going to have a great time together in Jesus' name. And Geneva, Lord, I ask that you give her wisdom in how to spread the gospel right there. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, there was something else I was going to pray for you about. Oh, yeah. And Lord, I thank you that they didn't put that test in her nose that has those nanoparticles on them, on Geneva. I neutralize them right now in the name of Jesus, if that's what they did. And I thank you, Lord, for your complete deliverance from that test in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for neutralizing anything that would harm her or her family in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. It is done. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's done. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Stephen, did you have your hand up, Father God? I thought I saw your hand up.
I did, but Sue prayed exactly what I was going to pray, that forbidding those around those in the medical field from getting infected, because those who take the COVID shot are become transmitters of disease. And so we need protection against those that have been vaccinated. And so we already prayed that, so I put my hand back down.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right, David, go ahead, brother.
I was also going to, about the nanoparticles that you just prayed for Fio, too. So you covered that, too. So.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. All right, David, go ahead, brother.
I want to pray about my parents are coming this weekend to visit, and Lord, I pray to you, Father, keep them safe on the road, on the trip here and back, Lord, and have your shield upon them, Lord. Lord, also, I pray about their stay here, Lord. I pray that you come before them, Lord, and that you just whenever they enter the house, so they don't start criticizing our spirit, and they don't start criticizing the way we the way you led us out and chose us to follow you, Lord, but open their hearts and their mind to understand that you are in control here, Lord, that this is nothing to sell for, that what we're doing here is nothing that we want to do, but it's all led by you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you show your mercy upon me and my family, Lord, that, Lord, I thank you for your blessings upon my family, Lord. Lord, we are truly blessed, and I see it more and more every day. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me and my family. Lord, bless their stay here. Let it be blessed, and may you take control in whatever happens here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Lord, we bind up any religious spirits that might be trying to cause any trouble in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for joy and peace in the family while they're all together. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Michael, I'd like to add to that. Lord, we just pray that you would prepare their hearts, prepare them to be able to receive the real truths, Father. We bind up any evil spirits that would want to hinder that. We just thank you, Father, that you would break up the fallow ground of their hearts by preparing them, yes, and that their eyes would be open to the truth and they'd be set free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, all right. Who's next? Well, all right. You got something, Mariana? Yeah, go ahead.
It's actually Isaac wanted me to share with you all. He was unable to come, but it's more of a testimony. So he's still in Texas, Fort Worth, and last night there was a tornado warning. And we had prayed, you know, that the Lord will like open up the heavens and, you know, put a bubble around him and his area and his hotel and stuff. And the Lord did. But sorry, I'm sorry, a little distracted with my kids.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
Boys, go play. Israel. Please.
Yeah.
Isaiah and Israel.
Is it Isaiah and Israel?
Y'all, that little y'all one's hush. Isaiah.
Let your mama sorry. Talk. Don't make me come through that TV, boy.
You hear that? Go please, boys. Go play, please.
It'll be fine.
Sorry. So anyways, okay. We prayed about the tornado, you know, that the Lord will protect him. And, you know, Isaac had been praying that, you know, that he'd hear the Holy Spirit more. And so he heard the Holy Spirit say not to open the windows, you know, because, you know, if you're believing by faith, you can't look with your natural eye and see. And if you look out and you see a storm, it's not going to build your faith to believe. So he heard the Holy Spirit say not to do that. So he didn't do that. And then, you know, the power went out and everything. And normally, you know, that's an opportunity to build more fear, you know, but it more faith for him because, you know, he said a prayer and he was believing. But anyways, him and I guess Geneva had prayed for no hail on his car. And, you know, when the power was out, he was able to hear the hail that they were pretty large hail balls coming down. So, but he didn't go outside. He didn't check or anything until the next later that he was in, a work meeting on the Zoom that the other co-workers were saying, man, my car got dinged up. My car got messed up. I got so much hail damage. And another co-worker was saying, well, I guess mine is too. And Isaac's like, nope, not mine, you know, because he believed on that prayer. So when he went out for work to check, you know, to go to work, there was absolutely no hail damage on his car, on his vehicle. And all the other cars he checked had it, you know. The real crazy thing that I connect with is that he prayed for no hail damage that he wouldn't have to file for insurance, you know, because it's a rental car. He'd have to file out all the special paperwork. So he says he did get some minor damage, not enough to fill out his insurance paperwork. So it's like, it's exactly what he prayed for. The Lord provided that, you know? So I think it's pretty amazing. You know, not only did it give him a chance to build his faith, also, you know, pray and hear the Holy Spirit. So Isaac wanted me to share that with y'all.
Did Isaac take any pictures or any videos?
No, nothing I'm aware.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Thank you, Father, for doing that. That's our God. He takes care of us and our stuff, don't he? Thank you, Father. That's a good testimony. Amen. All right. Who's next? There's that little sweet Abigail. Hey, girl. She's a sweetie. All right, I guess we can get started here and doing some good old praise and worship. Let me see if I can get it going first here. Da-da-da-da. Uh-oh, I forgot what to do here. Yeah, there it is. Well, Julie, how do I get to it? Y'all, give me a minute here. I'm trying to get this thing going. There's something going on. I'll be getting a new computer. This one's been giving me a lot of problems. So,
just bear Michael, with me can I say something while you're playing?
Sure, you can. Yes, go right ahead. And let me get this thing
started. When Donna was mentioning and praying for her kids, it was interesting that. It came to me of, you know, her three daughters who have, and I think this kind of applies to all of us, but her three daughters already had decided, you know, already had set their mind against taking the shot. Geneva is the same way. And probably the rest of the people that are, in the group here that are in the profession. But anyway, the thing that hit me was Daniel, in the book of Daniel, in the very first chapter where it tells about, you know, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel and all being brought in and given the king's dainties and food basically to, you know, to prepare them for, to be tested and to be chosen or to be selected as to, you know, whether they're going to be counselors or not. But Daniel said something very, very interesting there in verse 8, where he says, Daniel purposed in his heart. Now, this is in the process when they were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The prince of the eunuchs gave names unto them and unto Daniel, Belshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's dainties, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the prince of eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And I was just thinking, when we were praying for the girls, that they had already made that commitment in their own heart that they would not defile themselves, that they would not go that step. They've already, I'm assuming through training and talking and prayer and counseling of some form, have already taken that position or whatever for a reason. And so I just wanted to pray an encouragement in that they've already taken that position, and just to remain strong and remember the result of that scenario is that God blessed their lives, even in the midst of, in Daniel, Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego's life, he blessed their life, even though they were in the midst of they were in the belly of the Babylonian beast, big time. They were absolute slaves in that situation, and God blessed them in that process. So it's encouraging. I think the Lord is taking us all through that particular situation, where we are now standing up, we're getting confronted by the beast in whatever way that it's touching our lives, and we're having to stand on that commitment in our life to trust the Lord to lead us through the process. Just as a note, I heard, I haven't seen it, or because I haven't been watching TV or anything like that, but my local town here, evidently, somebody made a mandate, I don't know if it was a mayor or something, made a mandate that you have to wear a mask outside now, everywhere outside. And so they're getting, you know, more and more stupid all the time. And at some point, we'll all have to stop and confront people, even probably the police, who are going to be fulfilling what they think is their responsibility to the authorities, etc. And we're going to have to learn to appeal, but stand firm. And just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, and expect that there are possibilities when we're going to end up in the fire of their persecution or rejection or whatever it would be, but and just to hang tough, knowing that God is in that process with us. So I just want to share that. I want to also pray for these ladies and the strength. Father, we just thank you for their commitment, their strength, and we ask you to strengthen them by your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, to encourage them to stand in the face of opposition, and having done all, choosing a good conscience with you, just to stand and trust you to take them through. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the strength, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We command Marisa's audio to start now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that it is fixed. Lord, we thank you for sending your techie angels over there to fix Marissa's audio so that she can listen to what's going on, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Malcolm, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's kind of sad. I'm sure you've heard that there's been quite an uptick in the number of vehicles that just run off the road, crash into trees or telephone poles or head-on collisions, like some people having little mini strokes or big strokes, or I mean, when they're dead, you don't know, but just a lot of incidences of people. And also people are noticing that people in cars are looking kind of dazed. Some of them are kind of like in La La Land. Or people spend a lot of time looking for a parking spot, and they go past perfectly good parking spots and just keep going and going. Anyway, I think there's starting to be some evidence of, you know, some mental issues, if, you know, if it's not a stroke. So it's just really sad, and I'm just you know, continuing to pray for people that I know that have succumbed to social pressure to do this, get the injection. On another note, Michael, do you want me to try to play something tonight? I have to do a little bit of preparation if I'm going to do that.
We'll see how things work out. Yeah, I'd love to hear it. You go ahead and get you something prepared up. And
it'll probably be live. I don't think I'll try to pre-record it. If I do that, no, I just can't listen to.
If it's going to be anything, it better be live. Yeah, it needs to be live so we can.
If it's live, I just can't listen to what you're hearing. I have to listen because of the time lag. It just drives me crazy.
I'll let you know when you can
hear it a few seconds later.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I'll let you know. Okay. We'll probably do right at the end, Malcolm, so I'll give you enough time to get prepared.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you.
All right. If you need some harmony, holler at me. Oh, my. Okay, here we go.
Yes, he rose that we Much for tuning in to this latest performance of the David Wesley Virtual Choir. You can check out the rest of my YouTube channel and subscribe for more a cappella worship videos. These virtual choir projects take many months to put together. They involve singers from around the world recording in their basements, in their bedrooms, in their closets. But more than that, it's made possible by my patrons on
Lord, you are my song when I have just alone. The great I am, unchanging, you remain the same. Oh, eternal, words cannot explain. So I'll sing. Ooh.
Slaughter, you spoke not a word. You chose to be silent, though you did no wrong. Nor was deceitfulness found in you. Yet by your wounds our salvation has come. Yet by your suffering our freedom is won. For God has highly exalted your name. He has enthroned you on high. Jesus, the name above. Slaughter, you spoke not a word, but chose to be silent, though you did no wrong, nor was deceitfulness found in you. Yet by your wounds our salvation has come, yet by your suffering our freedom is won. By your suffering, our freedom is won. For God has highly exalted your name. He has enthroned you on high, given you the name above all. God has highly exalted your name. He has enthroned you on high. Jesus, the name above all names. God has highly exalted your name. He has enthroned you on high.
Like wearing regular shoes, no all-around support. And this is what it's like wearing Skechers ArchFit footwear. It's all the comfort and support you need.
We're almost done here, Brooke.
It's good to have support.
Try Skechers ArchFit footwear with podiatrist-certified arch support.
Mm-hmm. can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe.
This is a real B&H customer story. Fred Smith, fitness instructor and podcaster, started a new business during the pandemic. Fred?
Build it here inside, and there at the
the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for sins, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end.
You need help. Let God help you through. This.
Grace, your past.
Grandma used to pray out loud by your bed every night. To me it sounded like mumbling, like she was out of her mind. She said, boy, this kind of praying is what saved my life. You ought to try it sometime. And now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. And she'd been talking to Jesus for all of her life. Mama used to drag me to church Sunday mornings and Wednesday night. Khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus for the rest of my life. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa. I've got three of my own now, trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15, and I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the trauma, trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show him how to make it all right. Then he walks in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later, I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption, you couldn't have picked a better time. Cause I was just talking to Jesus, come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. Whoa. And now he's talking to Jesus. Thank God he's talking to Jesus. I hope he's talking to Jesus for the rest of his life. Yeah. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend. There's no bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. Cause it's not a religion. Cause it's more like a friendship. So
just talk to your father like you are his kid. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. 'Cause you can talk to Jesus, oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus for the rest of your life.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. Even if you're driving less than usual, Root is a new type of car insurance.
Only by grace can we enter.
by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you call us. You call us to come. Into your presence you draw.
שעם שלם הולך אחרי הוראת שקר.
האם מנסים להסתיר מאיתנו משהו?
You were the word at the beginning, one with God the Lord most high. Your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Yeah.
come on and sing.
Thank you for the cross, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the price.
Thank you for the price you paid. Marry all my sin and shame.
You took it all, Lord. Hallelujah.
Crowd.
Come on, let's put our hands together and worship the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God worker,
Defending against cyber attacks requires seeing in the dark, understanding and ending every threat to your organization on computers, mobile, and the cloud. It takes.
This is my worship, this is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will. Felt like a burden, but once I could grasp it, you took me further, further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar, let your fire fall.
This is the cup you have for me, and it-
jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the life, the way. I'm done chasing feeling.
Yes, to that nail scar,
that nail scar.
Yeah.
Mr. Starr, I am sorry to inform you that there has been a significant deterioration in your father's condition.
Thank you.
I think I got everybody except Malcolm. Now, Malcolm, you ready? You're on stage, brother. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you the next rising star from the hill countries of the Northwest United States, one Malcolm X. Malcolm, come out here and say hello to the people.
Hello, everybody. I've got to mute myself. How come it's not working?
Go for it, brother.
Oh wait, it's already 5 after. Yeah, Malcolm. I'll play something. I guess I'm ready
the
to
DJ.
Go here.
Remember that. I'm the DJ. Go for it.
Okay, let me see. I'm gonna have to mute myself. So if you can give me permission to share.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'll try again. No, it's not. It's host is disabled. Screen sharing. Yeah, you're still disabling me.
Malcolm, you've had 2 hours to get ready. What's going on here?
You have to enable screen sharing for me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, I keep trying.
There's another humility.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, thank you. I've been humbled. Go for it, brother.
Okay, now can you hear anything?
Yeah.
Can you hear the keyboard?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to mute myself here.
When you mute yourself, we can't hear you. It's one of those things, you know? Oh, that's a good song. That's one we can all tap for there, boy. I'm telling you.
Tricky B.
Malcolm, we can't hear you. Silent. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm sharing my computer sound, so what's going on? Oh, I'm sorry. I was playing away, and it's probably a blessing you didn't hear what I was playing.
Didn't hear a sound coming out of there. Don't mute yourself. If you mute yourself, we can't hear you.
Claire said it was Silent Night.
I saw that.
Well, I'm not muted.
Why don't you just go ahead and play, son? That'd be a good thing to do. Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to do this later because it's stop my screen sharing.
Okay.
I'll work it out with somebody else with the Zoom situation.
Okay, we can hear you. Michael, we can hear the piano. Malcolm, we could hear your piano. Great.
What was that?
We could hear your piano. You just can't hear us. We were saying going ahead and play. We can hear it.
Oh, when I was playing, you said you didn't hear anything.
No, I did say, well, that's because you muted yourself.
I muted my phone, but not the not my computer. I'll work on this and get back with you later sometime.
Okay. All right, that'll be fine.
Next month.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, you get it worked out. I'll help you if you need to. I'll help you if you need to. We'll get this thing worked out on Zoom.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
I can set up a Zoom meeting with my daughter or something.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, I just thank you for another great night tonight. And I hope I got everybody, Lord, song. And one thing I did want to pray about, Lord, and I hope everybody believes with me, that tomorrow's prayer meeting with the women is going to go great. Lots of deliverances, a lot of prayers answered. And, Lord, we thank you for great bold faith with these women. That I remember, Lord, the time that not too long ago, just a few months ago, that I had the women in the Bible study get up and pray for people. And they did, and the power of God was so tremendous, it was everybody in there felt it. Lord, I know that's what happens when these women get together and pray, because they are prayer warriors. And we thank you, Father, for doing that for these women. And I know that when they pray, that you answer their prayers. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. And we break and bind up every hindering spirit that tries to come on this prayer group in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for opening up the heavens for them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give everybody a good night's sleep tonight with Jesus on their mind. Waking up in the morning with Jesus on their lips. Jumping out of bed with glory on their lips too. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Well, good night, y'all. It's been a good one.
Amen.